This is my quick review of Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. I just saw it in the movies at the theater a couple days ago. Overall, the film was entertaining. I'll give it 3 stars. I can give you my score right now. But it's a forgettable film. I guess most Star Wars, they have that journey. They have something they have to do. They have to go find something. And the enemy has to be destroyed. And boopity blah, they go on, live happily ever after. But this was kind of like that, and there were so many issues I had with continuity, with the way things were brought in, and story changes, and I just didn't understand. I mean, I knew they were trying to find where whoever the big baddie is. I mean, the big bad guy, I don't even know his name. They were trying to find him, and they had to find the triangle thing so that they could find him. And it was so stupid. They got to the end where he was, and it was like the remnant of the Death Star, which had been blown up in the previous Star Wars. So how was it just sitting there? It was absolutely ridiculous. Just a lot of stories like that. It's just a watered down, feministic version of Star Wars that departed from the original first 3 Star Wars, starting with A New Hope, where you actually cared. Luke Skywalker was not invincible. He was a human being who learned, who made mistakes, who learned, who looked up to people, who had to go to people to learn from them. Whereas in this movie, there wasn't a whole lot of that. And basically in all the new Star Wars, Rey is invincible. There was a few scenes in here that were ridiculous, so I can't even conjure them up right now. It's just so unforgettable, unremarkable that I can't even remember them. And so overall, I would say if I was recommending this film, I would say wait until it comes out on video, maybe on Channel 9 or something like that. Kids will love it, but the adults, when you start to thinking about the story, how it really doesn't blend in with the rest of the universe. I hope they fix the writing. I don't know if it's going to take a change in leadership at Disney, but it's really, really all messed up. But anyhow, 3 stars is better than 2. I wouldn't try to watch that film again. That's my review. Thanks for listening.